The sewer works have reached 90%. Chisamba records 109 schoolgirl pregnancies in first quarter of 2026. And in Global News, Pope says that tyrant's speech was not aimed at Trump. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Government says excavation works at the University of Zambia on the main campus aimed at providing a lasting solution to water and sanitation challenges have reached 90% completion. Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu said that the progress recorded so far is encouraging, noting that the Zambia National Service ZNS has made significant headway since deployment to the campus 19 days ago. Speaking to journalists after touring the works this afternoon, Mr. Hamaundu disclosed that the most difficult section of the sewer system has now been identified and is being worked on as part of a phased intervention. He said focus is on restoring functionality to the affected facilities, with the critical section measuring about 1 kilometer out of the wider 5 kilometer sewer line network. Mr. Hamaundu stated that the team has already deployed pumps to remove effluent from the most affected areas, while excavation and leveling continue ahead of pipe laying. He indicated that works may take about a month or less, depending on the delivery of critical materials expected within the next 7 to 8 days, and has assured that the project is being carried out carefully to ensure durability and quality.
The excavation at the 90% or thereabout done, and this is the critical part which we really need to do it. The sewer line is up to about 5 kilometers or thereabout. So what we are looking at, which we are calling the critical part, is just about 1 kilometer. So once we are done with this, we are sure that we can restore use of facilities behind us. Because we've noted when we came in, when we did an assessment, we unblocked a number of places, but this one was the most difficult one. And if you did know, somewhere near the post office there, they have actually deployed a pump which is pumping out effluent. Within the course of this week, we should actually be receiving critical material which we'll begin laying in here.
Chisamba District Education Board Secretary Florence Lubea has disclosed that the province recorded 109 cases of school girl pregnancies in the first quarter of this year. Ms. Lubea says that the cases include 34 girls aged between 14 and 15, 16 aged between 17 and 19, and 14 young women aged between 20 and 25, indicating that older learners account for the majority of the pregnancies. In a statement, Ms. Lubea has revealed that Momboshi Secondary School recorded the highest number of cases at 14, while Chisamba Day Secondary School and Muswishi Primary School recorded the lowest figures in the district. She has attributed the situation to several factors, including long distances covered by learners, exposure to illegal gold mining activities, financial pressures among families, and rising cases of immoral behavior in some communities. Mr. Lubea says that the district is intensifying sensitization programs on the importance of education in collaboration with the Departments of Social Welfare, Health, Community Development, and the Victim Support Unit. The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, on the Cobra Belt received 185 metric tons of rice and assorted food items in the first quarter of 2026 as part of ongoing relief efforts targeting vulnerable communities. DMMU Cobra Belt Provincial Coordinator George Akalemwa says each of the 10 districts received 15 metric tons of the rice and some relief food aimed at supporting households affected by various calamities. Mr. Akalemwa explains that the intervention is part of government's continued response to ensure food security among affected families, particularly those hit by disasters such as floods and other emergencies. He adds that the distribution exercise has been carried out successfully, with beneficiaries identified through established community structures to ensure the aid reaches those most in need. Mr. Akalemwa has reaffirmed DMMU's commitment to responding swiftly to humanitarian needs, stating that the unit remains on the ground monitoring the situation and coordinating support where necessary.
Up to around 185 metric tons of rice and also some various foodstuffs. Part of what we have received as a province of DMMU, 15 metric tons were actually given to each of the 10 districts of the province. Allow me to also say to you that we are glad that our people in different communities with various calamities have been helped by government in many ways. Just to mention one of the areas and the floods that we have had in a few of the districts in our province, such as Mpongwe, Masaichi, Andola, and parts of Luasha. Government came in very handy for DMMU.
The University Teaching Hospitals, UTH, Adult Hospital has in the last 5 days successfully conducted 32 major surgeries on babies and children aged between 1 day and 16 years. This was during the pediatric neurosurgical camp held from 13th to 17th April 2026, which had initially targeted 30 surgeries but surpassed this number, benefiting children suffering from complex neurological conditions requiring specialized neurosurgical care. The life-saving interventions were carried out by a multidisciplinary team of local neurosurgeons led by Dr. Wariamwila, working alongside anesthetists, theater nurses, and other supporting staff who ensured safe and high-quality surgical care throughout the week. And Dr. Mwila said one of the most complex procedures undertaken during the camp was the successful removal of a huge brain tumor from a 7-year-old boy, which had spread to more than half of the left side of the child's brain. He said the camp is one of a series of planned activities for this year, aimed at reaching the many children across the country who are in need of specialized neurosurgical care. This is according to a statement issued by UTH Adult Hospital Public Relations Officer Mwiza Mwia. Patriotic Front Central Province Chairman Billy Sichamba has downplayed the impact of recent defections from the party, calling them a natural cleansing process that will help the former ruling party consolidate ahead of future political contests. Mr. Sichamba notes that while losing members is regrettable, most departures are motivated by personal interest rather than the party's welfare. He said the defections form part of a cleansing process that will ultimately make the party stronger, stating that the PF is in a phase of internal stabilization aimed at uniting leaders and ensuring the party advances as a single entity. Mr. Sichamba explains that the camps and divisions that emerged ahead of the party's internal leadership elections are being dismantled to build a unified front, and has called on supporters to stay focused on the party's future as it remains committed to keeping its structures robust and operational.
We realize that if you ask a question to say, why have these people gone to join UPND? The answer is simple. It's not about contributing to the welfare of the people and that they are happy that UPND is providing the services that are making the people happy. If it were so, we could have also gone a long time ago. But they've gone because of personal interest. Most of them, you hear that they are standing, they feel that standing on a ruling party ticket to give them an upper hand and things like that. Most of them were sure that they may not get the adoptions and ourselves, knowing fully what we are. We have made statements to say we are going to follow what the people on the ground are saying. And so they want to buy their way back to their position.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
From analog to digital. To digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
Keep the FM rising for 30 years.